We refer to the children who receive our specialized rehabilitative services as St. Mary's kids. And indeed, they are kids. Our goal is to help them live the richest and happiest lives that they possibly can. This is St. Mary's, where every day the impossible becomes possible. Marab was born with a congenital condition, requiring multiple surgeries. She came to us at 14 months of age, unable to swallow, receiving all of her nourishment through a tube in her belly and an IV line. After intensive rehabilitation at St. Mary's, she has learned to eat solid food. She thrives. And more importantly, Marab is ready to go home and live with her family for the first time in her life. Alexander's neurological condition limits his speech and mobility, but he has made extraordinary progress since coming to St. Mary's. Previously uncommunicative and reclusive, Alexander now participates with others. He's eager to cooperate with caregivers, and now he looks forward to his therapy sessions. What makes St. Mary's special? Our unique brand of care and rehabilitation, and an endless quest for new and innovative specialized therapies in order to effectively care for our medically fragile children. And that's why many great hospitals turn to us after their course of treatment. Our patients have a broad spectrum of conditions, many requiring long-term complex care that are a result of premature birth, traumatic brain injury, and chronic illness. From our humble beginnings in 1872 as New York City's first children's hospital, founded by a group of Episcopal nuns, today we are a thriving, non-sectarian organization that cares for over 4,000 children each day, whether it's at our inpatient facility, at home, or in the community, and the demand is growing. These kids and their families rely on St. Mary's healthcare system for children to achieve a better quality of life. Following open heart surgery and bouts of respiratory failure, Jacob's lungs weakened. He became dependent on a ventilator. A tracheotomy tube was placed in his throat to help him breathe. After intensive therapy at St. Mary's and lots of love, his lungs are rehabbed. He's no longer in need of a trach. Jacob breathes on his own.